Greetings and welcome to GESPCU, the University of All Things Guaranteed Energy Savings Performance Contracting. In this podcast, presented by the Energy Services Coalition and sponsored by the United States Department of Energy, we turn our attention to the preliminary commissioning plan.
As you know, we've been following the performance contracting guidelines from the resources available on the Energy Services Coalition website. These model instruments represent the documents and principles that have provided the guidance for those states that have the highest degree of success with performance contracting projects. Today, we're going to address the preliminary commissioning plan and its integration into the investment grade audit.
We first want to make the point that the only reason this plan should be considered preliminary is that the IGA has yet to be presented and approved. We strongly encourage an iterative decision-making and project development process throughout the course of the IGA. However, from time to time, changes are made in the final measures to be included that cause modifications to be made in the plan. John and I have both seen energy conservation measures added or excluded in the final review of an IGA report. In either case, the commissioning plan would need to be modified accordingly.
ASHRAE, the American Society of Heating, Refrigerating, and Air Conditioning Engineers, defines the commissioning process as a quality-focused process for enhancing the delivery of a project by achieving, validating, and documenting the performance of facility elements in meeting the owner's objectives and criteria. In shorthand, you could say that commissioning is real-time field validation that the devices and systems perform as intended. So when we think about the commissioning plan in the performance contract, this preliminary plan should include the exact actions and activities that will be followed. It should demonstrate functionality along with the process and description for witnessing, documentation, and sign-off for every measure. Formalizing this process will ensure that the equipment and its operation is doing and will continue to do exactly what it was intended to do to fulfill the needs and intent for the owner. In some cases, measures are interdependent upon one another to fulfill the intent.
To illustrate this concept, let's consider demand control ventilation as an energy conservation measure. To work effectively, a control strategy must be in place for one or more carbon dioxide or CO2 sensors to recognize and respond when a CO2 level threshold deviates from the target level. This would cause the engagement of an actuator motor to modulate open a damper, and in some cases turn on a fan to increase the outside air being introduced into a working or learning space to ensure adequate ventilation. So the commissioning plan should identify each and every step of the actions and installation parameters considered to ensure that the HVA system and its components will operate in such a way so as to be sure the appropriate fresh air is maintained to accommodate the number of people occupying the space while maintaining the agreed upon temperature and humidity ranges. What will be tested, how it will be tested, how it will be documented, including witness and sign-off forms for each and every measure is the commissioning plan. The design should lay out what was required for each measure. The startup process should ensure that each part works, but the commissioning plan should validate and document that all of the component parts work together in concert to deliver the planned outcome.
And once again, if you're using or following these best practices model documents we've referenced, the IGA requires that this preliminary commissioning plan be included. It's a part of the work, it's a part of the price for the IGA, and it's part of the requirements to complete an IGA and its report, and is subject to modification only if any of the measures are changed.
You know, in some projects, the owners and the ESCOs agree to engage the services of a third-party commissioning agent. Now, this may be a habit or leftover practice from traditional construction projects where third-party commissioning agents are quite common. However, performance contracting relies on two very specific fundamentals that generally lead to the ESCO performing the commissioning. One is that the ESCO is the sole source provider responsible for both the design and the implementation, therefore the full functionality of every measure. And two, the obligation of a performance guarantee that the measures will in fact achieve the guaranteed savings amount relies on the measures performing as designed. It's in everyone's best interest.
Commissioning is not just startup. It's the formal field validation of functional requirements. The development of the plan should start at the first consideration of a measure, should be well-defined, described in detail, and included within the investment grade audit.
That's all for now. Join us next time as we turn our attention to the preliminary measurement and verification plan. Thanks for joining us, GESPCU. See you next time.